Hi, this is Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare from the Man Up Podcast, where we explore men's and women's fascinating life stories that will challenge you to man up, because it's time. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a moment. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
It's Freedom Fridays, where we get to hear the best of your freedom stories, how Jesus set you free. We would love to hear your story. You call us 866-348-7884. Where did Jesus set you free?
Yes, today on Truth Talk Live, it's Freedom Friday, and it is Truth Talk Live, and so we have some of the best freedom stories we've heard so far on Truth Talk Live. You're going to get to hear those today, but the best is yet to come, because we haven't heard your story yet. So we would love to hear you. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in. It is Freedom Friday. I don't know if you heard the second verse of the 119th Psalm says, "Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and seek him with their whole heart." Well, that's what we're doing today on Freedom Friday. We are keeping his testimonies. And you have no idea how much it encourages me when I hear these stories. But I have listeners all the time tell me, "Oh, that lady with the gourd," or that lady. And so we're going to play some of those sound bites today to remind you of some of those stories that we've heard. But again, unless we have the new stories, right, it doesn't just keep building. And so just think about that. Blessed are they, right, that keep his testimonies. And so we're going to do some of that today. But actually, I'm going to start off with one of my favorites so far. This one literally almost took my breath away when I heard it. And as my family will tell you, Robbie cries maybe easier than he laughs. You never want to take him to a Disney movie because you're just going to wonder where everybody's looking at him. Because here come the tears. And this one, this particular story that Rachel gave us a couple weeks ago took my breath. And I'll play it and then we'll talk a bit about it.
Well, so I've been to church my whole life. My dad's a Baptist minister. I got married right out of school, moved to Arizona. I've listened to music and sermons and everything my whole life, and honestly, I never understood a word. And last year... sorry.
It's okay.
Last year... I met an older couple. I was buying their mower from them. Mind you, I was going to have surgery on my right knee because I tore my meniscus. Mm. And I went to buy the mower from them, and they immediately knew something was wrong. They got down on their knees and started praying. And I felt warm and cold. I was laughing. I was crying. I couldn't even talk about it for months, to be honest. Even though I'd been in church my whole life. And once I could finally say that that was God, it has opened me up to a whole new world of love and peace and restoration of faith. And when I go to church, I almost cry every song because I hear the words. I hear and understand the words that I heard my whole life and had no clue what they were saying. And I just love him, and I hope and pray that everyone can actually hear the sermons and hear the hymnals, because, you know, he is amazing. And I just want everyone to feel him and know how real he is. And there's miracles every day.
Wow, right? Like, and I'm hoping that stirs something up in your memory, something about your own story that you would share with our audience and people everywhere. And again, it's just a keepsake. It's, we can keep these testimonies in our heart to recall us that God is around every corner, and he's just right there, and he wants to touch you. And please call us. It's 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH, if you're digitally gifted. Of course, I will share some dad jokes today, and we certainly have some quotables on the idea of freedom. But as you think about what Rachel just said, I don't know if you noticed how she got choked up right there before she even began to talk about the older couple. Now, I've thought about this older couple's boldness ever since I've heard this story. I've thought about it for 2 or 3 weeks now. Like, how many people did you ever meet that you saw they were in need and you hit your knees? I mean, I understand to pray for somebody. I get a chance to do that often. But literally, the effect of seeing somebody fall on their knees on your behalf obviously touched Rachel. She hasn't forgot it. I'll never forget this. And like, man, what does that look like in your life? And since I'm on such great sound bites, I'm going to play one of those that literally changed my whole radio career. This is from actually the Christian Car Guy show in 2009. When this man called with this testimony, I knew that God was telling me that this, what he loves to do on the radio, is share amazing stories. And so the question this day in 2009 was, where were you when Jesus took the wheel? And Joe blew my mind with this one. What have you got for us?
Well, I was had some back problems, and I was catching a ride with my girlfriend to a chiropractor.
Wow.
And she ran a stop sign, and we got broadsided. And I lived through it, and that's the day Jesus took control of my car.
Oh, wow, really?
Really.
And was there more injuries because of the accident?
Oh, yeah, I'm paraplegic now.
Oh, wow, so you found yourself just in a whole different world on the other side of that accident.
Way different world. Well, but my eyes were opened.
Can you share that just a little bit with our listeners, Joe?
Well, I was off onto some Hindu stuff that a friend of mine got me into, and had given up my belief in Jesus. And after that accident, everything came home for me.
And was that something that you had been taught as a younger person, and then you started to see it again?
Yeah, I was raised as a Christian, but this friend of mine got me into this Hindu business. But after that accident, I was awakened.
And Joe awakened me that day. That call was from Salt Lake City. I will never, ever forget it, because I realized how powerful that was, because Joe's call started a number of people calling who all had actually pretty tragic accidents that had led to freedom. I mean, it was just like one after the other had very similar stories, and God caught me totally by surprise as he stole the show, and that's what I would very much like him to do today. And so what is your freedom story? What is your testimony? 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and share your story, because again, you just don't understand. Like, man, all of us can save these and ponder them and restore faith and build faith. Who knows what you could do with your story? Call us, 866-342. We'll be right back.
Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Network.
It's Freedom Fridays, where we get to hear the best of your freedom stories, how Jesus set you free. We would love to hear your story. You call us 866-348-7884. Where did Jesus set you free?
Yes, it's Freedom Friday, and we would love to hear your freedom story. We got some of the best of that we heard throughout the week, and so excited to share these with you, because I've certainly enjoyed putting them together and recalling, you know, as they say in the 119th Psalm, second verse says, blessed are they who keep his testimonies and seek him with their whole heart. And so every time that somebody calls us with one of these stories, I keep it in my heart. It's like, this is one of the things that really builds my faith. And I guarantee you, everybody listening is hearing something new that reminds them of something that God did. And so your story is critical. It really is to God's revealing himself to everybody. And so we need your call. 866-348-7884. Sometimes it's life-changing and radical, like the last two that we just did in the first segment. But here's one that was a little bit simpler, but still you know, it was a lady looking for God, and by hearing from him, it set her free in her prayer life. And listen to this.
Okay, my story is, it's called the Gourd story.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, it was in September, and I have a farm, and my husband had given me about an acre or so of land that I could plant on it what I wanted to, so I decided I wanted to plant gourds, those ornamental gourds. And we were going to put them in baskets and let the church sell them to make money for the church.
Cool.
So the gourds did really great and wonderful. They were just absolutely beautiful. And you would find yourself going through the gourd patch and you'd be like, oh, look at this one. Oh, look at this one. This one's so pretty. So it was going to be a great way for the So it was a good way for the church to make money. Well, as it turned out, on this September afternoon, it was a beautiful September afternoon. The sun was shining, and I was going through the gourd patch with my five-gallon bucket. And I was feeling a little, you know, like, just feeling a little sorry for myself. Like, you know, I need a little help down here picking up these gourds. But I was doing it anyway. And as I was picking up the gourds, I was talking to God. And I said, God, you know, I know that I'm not as good a person as Abraham was, or Moses, or all the people that you have in the Bible. I know I'm not as good as those people. But, dear Lord, I wish you would just give me a sign to let me know that you're listening to me, that when I'm praying, I'm talking to you up here, that you will just listen to me. Well, I happened to come across a thought. And I said, God, if you would let me find a black gourd, I would know that you were listening to me. So I looked, and about a few seconds later, I found a solid white gourd. And I laughed, and I cried, and I laughed, and I cried, and I said, God, I am so silly. You know, your gourd wouldn't be black. It would be white. It would be pure. That's the kind of gourd you would want me to find. And there were not really other white gourds in the patch, just that one that I found. And, you know, it helped me to understand that, you know, sometimes you don't always ask for the right thing, but yet God is listening to you. So the next day when I went to church, because that was on a Saturday, and the next day when I went to church, I had been asked to do a lead prayer. And when I did, before I did, I went walking up through the church with a basket, and I had gourds in the basket. And I had the white gourd underneath. And as I told the story about God listening to your prayers, no matter where you are, even if you're in Lambsburg, Virginia, down in the bottom, picking up gourds, under the Blue Ridge Mountains, God can hear your prayers. And then I told them the story, and then at the end, I pulled out the white gourd.
Wow.
So that is my story about the gourd.
That's just absolutely, you know, I just love that story. It has so many angles to it. And what does it bring up in your own heart? What does that bring up in your mind? We would love to hear yours. 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884. Very cool. We do have Don is in Virginia. He's got a testimony for us. Don, you're on Truth Talk Live. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, and you have a radio voice, my friend.
I was just going to give you a quick salvation testimony. I was not raised in a Christian home. There's plenty of issues at home. We had a lot of alcohol issues, and you know, there was just a lot of violent things going on. There was my mom tried to make everything right, but it just didn't work out good. So it was just not a great place to grow up. But it's just, that's just how it was. I was in the same boat as a whole lot of other people. I wanted to do good as a young person. I always tried to, but I was bad at it. I couldn't do it very well. And
I resemble that remark.
I was great at being bad, unfortunately. And I wanted to do good. I tried to do good, but I couldn't do good. And of course, I knew nothing about anything. My mom would always try to tell me that it's, you know, you got to pray to God, you got to pray to Jesus. and I would do that, but I just didn't understand that. You know, I thought that it was all dependent on what I could do. So fast forward several years in my life, I got to be 33 years old. I was married, had a couple of small kids, and you know, I was successful at work and everything. Things worked out as far as I was able to work hard and get out of the type of environment I grew up into, and was not involved in the things that I was, but I was still not happy. I was miserable. Make a long story short, I went through a divorce. My wife had divorced me, and for someone who things had gone pretty well for, as far as having success at school and sports and just life in general, I got the rug pulled out from underneath my feet. It was the worst thing I ever went through, and I didn't know what to do. And somebody had put a tract in my mailbox. It's called Religious But Lost. And I thought, what is this thing? And I threw it on the table, and I didn't look at it. And life was getting worse. I felt miserable. I felt just that I'd completely let everybody down in life. I didn't know what to do. I had no idea what to do. And I was about at that point where I was like, well, there's no reason for me to be here. I was ready to check out. And I remember sitting at home one night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, couldn't sleep. And so I just started reading this tract, and it was a very clear gospel presentation. But I remember the first part of it started off talking about, do you believe in heaven, believe in hell? And I had a mind thought of it. It's like, yeah, I believe there's a heaven and a hell, but I had no idea what that really meant. I said, yeah. And it says, are you happy? I'm like, no, I'm miserable. And
I hate to jump in mid-story, but I can guarantee you everybody's going to hang on through the break to hear the rest of this. what a powerful story. I'm so grateful for your call and so anxious to hear the rest of it.
Okay.
So you'll stay on with us through the break.
I'll stay on, yes.
That would be wonderful. And, of course, you listening, we would love to hear your story. 866-348-7884. Call us, 866-34-TRUTH.
This is the Truth Network.
It's Freedom Fridays, where we get to hear the best of your freedom stories, how Jesus set you free. We would love to hear your story. You call us 866-348-7884. Where did Jesus set you free?
Yes, it is Freedom Friday, and today, if you've missed the first segment, or the first two segments, you can certainly get the podcast at truthnetwork.com, or you can look on Facebook, watch the video, like, oh my goodness, the stories. But right now, if you're listening, we have Don in Virginia, and we left Don in a situation where Don, you were divorced, you had two kids by that marriage, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a really tough place, I bet.
Yeah, it was awful. And so I was at that point, I had just, like I said, I was ready just to step out because I felt there was nothing, no hope for me. And I remember at that time thinking to myself, isn't this ironic? Because I remember I used to think anybody that would think about taking their life, that they were a complete coward, and what kind of a human being would do such a thing. And now here I am in this situation, and I was, even during that time when I had no idea about the Lord or God, I was thinking, oh boy, isn't this just another bitter pill for you to swallow here? You're thinking about the same thing that you used to be so critical of other people for. But then I'd read this gospel tract that someone had put in my mailbox, and I started reading that one night about 2 o'clock in the morning. It was talking about how it was a very clear gospel presentation. It made it very clear to me how I was lost. I'd never heard a gospel presentation. I didn't know that. I knew about Jesus. We went to church, but it was not a Bible-believing church. And I never heard a clear gospel presentation. I didn't know that God, that his son actually loved me personally, Don. It wasn't just about what Don could do for him and try to make his way into heaven, but it was that I just need to believe in him. And I'd never heard that before. And reading through this gospel tract, I understood that I was lost and I needed a savior. And at that time I prayed to him and I said, Lord, I know I haven't lived my life the way you wanted me to. I'm at the end of my rope and I don't know what else to do, but I do believe that you are my savior. If you could save me and show me what to do, I'll follow you. And I went to bed that night and I woke up in the morning and I had a song in my heart. I didn't know many religious songs. I knew the doxology. So all I was walking before I went to work, I was just thinking, praise God.
That's awesome.
That's all I could do. And I was like, I was thinking to myself, what is going on here? What is going on? Why am I so happy? My circumstances haven't changed. I'm still divorced. I went through all this, but I felt like the weight of the world was lifted off my shoulders. This was just, I could not believe it. And I felt joy. I've never felt joy in my life before. I didn't know what that was. The next thought in my head was, I have to go buy a Bible. I didn't have a Bible, didn't have anything like that at home. So I went to work, and this will date me and tell you, so I didn't know where to go to buy a Bible. I went to Walden Books after work that day.
I bet they had them.
They had Bibles there, I asked, but I didn't know what kind of Bible to buy. So I asked the poor girl up front, and she was looking at me like I was crazy. She goes, I don't know. She says, just pick one. And I'm like, okay. So I picked the Bible out, and I took it home and started reading it, and it was just like, I couldn't believe it. I'm reading through this, and I'm reading through this, and I asked her, I said, where should I start at? And she's just looking at me like I was a man from the moon or something. And she says, I don't know. So somebody told me one time to read John. And I said, John. I said, is that a gospel? And she goes, I don't know. She just said, read John. This is the craziest conversation. So I thought, I'm going to go home and I'll find out where John is, and I'll start reading it. So I'm flipping through this Bible, and it's like, well, okay, here's John. It's one of the gospels. So I start reading through it, and I'm reading and reading. I get to the third chapter, and he goes and talks about, he says, you know, verily, verily, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven unless you be born again. But this is making sense. I'm like, and so he was talking to Nicodemus, and I'm like reading through this. I'm like, he's asking, he's giving the explanation. What can you can't go back and be born from your mother again? He goes, no, it's like the wind blows. It's like, you know. It's, you can't see it, you can't feel it, but it's, you know, being, he says, it's a spiritual rebirth, you know, and I'm like, this is what happened to me, and I don't know anything about anything, so as far as I know, I'm the only person in the world like this right now. I don't know any people, I've never heard this stuff before, I didn't know any people that talked about this.
That's so awesome.
So I'm just sitting at home, reading my Bible, so I don't know what to do other than go to work and come home, and then get to see my kids, I so happy to see them, and then I just read my Bible, and I don't know what to do, and it's about a month went by, and I pretty much got most of the Bible read through by now, because I was just reading it just continuously.
Well, you're feeding,
And I was like, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know where I'm supposed to go now. I said, I don't know. I should probably go to church, but I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. I said, I guess I'll just stay here and read my Bible unless, you know, you kind of help me out, and I said, thank you, And this was on a Monday, and I remember Tuesday night, this elderly couple, I'll say their first names, Neil and Mary, came over, and they knocked on my door, and they just, I'd never met them before in my life, and they said, would you like to talk about God? And I looked at them, I'm like, yes, come in here, you know, and I'm sure that, well, I know they were shocked, because I never seen it anyway. They probably thought, oh my gosh, we're at the wrong house, you know, we better get out of here. But anyway, they were asking if I, you know, knew anything about the gospel. I'm like, yeah. So I tell them the same story that I just told you. And they were like, well, that's wonderful. And I'm just sitting there, and I was just so happy to meet someone. I said, so you folks obviously know about this too. I said, so they're like, yeah, you can come to a church. I said, will they let me in? I said, I don't want to. I said, I've done a lot of bad things in my life. And they're just like, no. There's everybody else. I don't understand, you know, that.
Sure.
Like I said, I thought I was the only person. I didn't know what happened. If this is something everybody happened to, I didn't know. And they're like, no. We're all lost until you basically be, yeah, you ask the Lord to save you out of your sin. You confess that you're lost and a sinner and you need salvation. And they're like, no, they're people that are just like you. You know, I said, everybody's got maybe a little different story, but they're set just like you. So I went to church. They invited me to come to church. And I just thought, I cannot believe, I never met nice people before in my life. I'm like, who are all of these nice people? They are so nice to me. And I just can't hardly believe it. And it was just, oh, it was awesome. And they were wonderful to me. They took me under their wing and they just, you know, they helped me along. They answer all my questions. And oh, it was awesome.
God heard the prayers, sent you exactly right. They knocked on your door.
I was just so thrilled to death. So I tell you, I the reason I called is just I love to talk about the Lord, and I love to tell people my testimony because He's been so good to me. And this has been 30 years ago now, almost 30 years ago, and it's just it hasn't changed even just a little bit on how good He's been to me and how grateful I am to Him and thankful. And I thought, you know, if You could save me out of the miserable life I was in, the least I can do is talk to other people, tell other people what You've done for me, you know?
You have no idea how similar our stories are, Don, because I was a car salesman, clearly, and, you know, had no clue. And same exact thing, like, I guess I better read this Bible because, you know, I read something on the Power of Positive thing. You're supposed to read the Bible. And I went to a bookstore, too, just to try to find something that would help me understand what I was reading. And I had the same conversation with a lady at the counter who looked at me like I was a goofball. And then I went to church and I thought the same thing you thought. I was like, why are these people so nice to me? Do they want to buy a car? Like, why are these people treating me like they actually, and no, they don't want to buy a car. They just want to be nice to me. This doesn't seem right. You know, what's up with all that? So
they're kind people.
I totally relate to your story and I'm so grateful. And I know a lot of people are listening and they have similar situations. And so we need them to call at 866-348-7884. Where are you listening in, Don? Where in Virginia?
Right outside of Lynchburg.
Oh, cool. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So we are grateful for you listening to the truth. And I bet you have even a greater hunger for the Bible today than you did back then.
Well, of course. It's just the good Lord is so wonderful. And, it, you know, God's Word, it just blesses you every time you look at it. And I just cannot believe, I still cannot believe how good He's been to me, how He saved somebody like me. Somebody is, you know, lost as I was. And it's just awesome. And I'm just so thankful for that and so grateful to Him. And it's just wonderful.
I couldn't agree with you more, my friend. God bless you. You have an amazing weekend. So grateful for your call. Right. And we will talk to you again soon, I hope. God bless. Now it's your turn. That stirred some up in you. We need to hear it. 866-348-7884. We'd love to hear your Friday freedom story. God bless. We'll be right back.
This is the Truth Network.
It's Freedom Fridays, where we get to hear the best of your freedom stories, how Jesus set you free. We would love to hear your story. You call us 866-348-7884. Where did Jesus set you free?
Oh, the stories we have heard today, but we've yet to hear yours. So I'm still wanting more. I always do. 866-348-7884. We would love to hear your story. You heard Don's. Oh, so powerful. If you missed some part of that, you can, by all means, go back to truthnetwork.com, listen to the podcast, get that however you can go about doing that. And I don't know about you, but some stories like that, you know, they're good for a good cry. Like God saved me and He saved Don and He saved you. But, you know, we need to, anybody, I think, I'm trying to think who said it, maybe George Bernard Shaw, you should laugh every day and you should cry. So we had a chance to cry. Now I do have here recorded what I thought was the funniest joke anybody's told me, although I always get funny ones, but this one I really chuckled at, and I bet you will too. This is Busbin. He called in a couple weeks ago with this one. Busbin is in Ohio. He's got a dad joke. Oh, I love it too. So, Busbin, you're on Truth Talk Live. I am dying to hear your joke.
Okay, are you ready to talk live?
We are.
Riddle. It's a riddle.
Oh, I like riddles. Okay.
It's a riddle. Okay, here you go, everyone out there. Why did the chicken fall into the well?
Why did the chicken fall into the well? He was trying to cross the road, and it was I don't know. What was it?
He couldn't see that well.
Oh man.
Do you know where I keep my dad jokes, brother?
Yeah, in your I know this one. You
come
keep
on.
Come on, you keep your dad jokes. Where do you keep them?
In a database.
I have a t-shirt. I have a t-shirt that says that, and I couldn't even think of it. It had me on the spot, Busbin. I couldn't see that well. You know, Nick, you're going to have to get his address. We have to send him something special, man.
Absolutely.
That's too awesome.
This is just like, I'm going to be thinking about the chicken for the rest of my day.
Hey, tell that one. I mean, I get laughs all the time at work with that one.
Oh, it's...
And then, you know, to start up a conversation about Jesus, I said, you can tell that one at church.
Yeah, you can. And we could tell yours. If you've got one, we would love to hear it. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And then we had several amazing calls yesterday. But this one touched me in a lot of different ways, because we were talking about the whole idea of play. And my friend Darren had said, you know, if you think about your best memories of your dad, I'll bet you he was at play. And there's a quote, I can't remember from who. It was a powerful quote that said, you're never more yourself than when you're at play. And as I thought about my dad and how he was himself when he was at play and all those kind of things, well, that caused Mike to talk about his dad. And this is worth remembering, I think, for all of us that are dads, granddads, and all that stuff. Like, wow, take this to heart when it comes to play.
First of all, my dad was the neighborhood dad. He was the good dad that played basketball, football, baseball. He was there. He played with everyone in the neighborhood. Matter of fact, many of the neighborhood kids are saved now because of my dad.
Wow.
It is awesome. And, sorry, I'm a little emotional.
Oh, I am. I when I'm talking about my dad, I feel exactly the same way.
Yeah, it's really hard to talk. Yeah, and he was an awesome person. There's so many stories that I could say that I can't even fathom. You know what I mean? I mean, just he was there for the kids in the neighborhood and there for me as well. He put their hands on them. He fed them. He preached to him. He was a Sunday school teacher. He was an awesome man. And it just is, we need more men like that.
And he raised a son that became like him, right?
I wish. I wish I was better. You know what I mean? It would be really hard to live up to that.
Yeah, I understand.
You understand that?
I do.
Yeah. I mean, he was there for me so many times that I wish I could be a better man and be more like that.
Well, just get out there and play with those kids and have fun.
Yeah, and I'm a grandkid now. Grandpa now.
Well, there you go.
Oh, that's the most fun in the world.
Oh, my gosh, it's a blessing. I never thought in my life that I would want to be a grandfather.
Yes, yes, yes. Amazing things God does in your life. For some of us, we had dads that played well with us. Others of us, we had God put some people in our life to play that role, right? That just, man, you loved it to hang out with that guy because he played well. And play is an essential part of life. And so another testimony of freedom was for Paul, and this came, I think, last week, and Paul had gone to his brother's funeral very, very distraught over his brother's salvation. But listen to how Jesus set him free in this particular story. Of course, we would still have time for yours, 866-348-7884.
Yeah, it was about 7 or 8 years ago. My brother died in a car accident. And at the funeral, I was just praying to God during the service. God, I haven't spoken to him in a while. I don't know if you could just let me know that he knows you and he's in heaven right now. I'd greatly appreciate that. And literally within like 60 to 90 seconds, the preacher had said that he had came to him months ago about that and that he did accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior.
Oh. Wow. So there was the confirmation right there, right?
The confirmation,
yes,
and the comfort.
And it's a beautiful thing on all sorts of levels when you think about it, Paul, that, you know, clearly God knew your heart for your brother, but he was telling you how much he loved your brother as well as the pastor, who also must have, you know, all been involved in that all in the same 60 seconds that obviously, you know, 7 years, it's like it happened yesterday, right?
Yes, sir. And even afterwards, when we went outside, there was a double rainbow, too. So it's almost like another sign that he's taking care of everything.
Was there really a double?
Yes.
Like the covenant. That's amazing. Wonderful, Paul. Thank you. Wow, that's another powerful story. I'm so grateful you've called today. God bless. You have a great, amazing day. And so we got Leroy is in Winston-Salem with his testimony. Leroy, you're going to have to go quick because we only got about 4 minutes, but I want to hear it.
Okay, I believe I can do this in 4 minutes. Robbie, it was just the fact that I experienced something supernatural with God. You're in church. I'm coming. I believe I'm paying my tithe coming from the altar. Going back to my seat. Robbie, what I experienced, man, is more than the most incredible that any Christian could ever experience. Like Moses, similar to the burning bush.
Right.
I'm going back to my seat, Robbie, and there's a cloud. I'm thinking, okay, there's a cloud, like a cloud, like a wave of energy. I'm like, okay, what is this? But then it moved, Robbie, and it touched a woman, and she was shouting. It was the Holy Spirit. It was I've heard it called the Shekinah glory.
Right.
But, Robbie, I know for a fact it was the Holy Spirit in my church. And it was the most incredible. It was something supernatural. Supernatural, brother. You hear what I'm telling you?
Yeah. So we only got about a minute. So you're going to have to tell me, did it touch your side? What happened with that?
It touched her. It touched a woman that was seated right behind me. But I'm thinking, why didn't it touch me, though?
Right.
But at least he allowed me to see it, Robbie. It was the Holy Spirit. I know for a fact. I know it was the Holy Spirit, and without a doubt. And
well, I'm with you, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
I did not mean,
like Leroy, if I saw a cloud and the lady behind me, like I'm with you. Like that's spectacular. How long ago did that happen?
About 7 or 8 years ago. And Robbie, I would say, but still, I'm going up and down with my walk with God. At some point, I was in vaccine state. But Robbie, he allowed me to see something supernatural.
Yeah,
I mean, to see that, I truly, there was no problem with me believing him parting Red Sea.
Yeah.
God of miracles. You know what I'm saying, you bro? God can do anything.
He can, Leroy.
And
I am so grateful that you called in and shared that today. That again, all those, these just make my day, my friend. God bless you. And it's like it happened yesterday, although it was 7 years ago, right?
Maybe a little bit more, but that's supernatural, Robbie. That's the key thing. It was supernatural.
That's
things
him.
Of super miracles.
That's
and I
him.
Thank God for it. And when I think about it, I could still get chills today. He allowed me to see something like that.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Thank you, Leroy. God bless you. I really, really appreciate you calling in today. You have a tremendous weekend, okay, my friend?
I will. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Yes, so here's a couple quotes to think about to leave you with. David Foster said, "The truth will set you free, but not until it's finished with you." I love that. And she said, or actually Paulo Coelho said that in his book, now she had nothing to lose, so she was free. And isn't that an interesting way to look at it? I'm so grateful that you listened today and calls. Oh, so amazing. Thank you for listening.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.